The Elwha is a river child, born of ice and snow cascading down Olympic mountainsides. Churning through its gorges, caressing valley floors, it sparkles 40 miles to Juan de Fuca's tides. Sockeye filled its waters in crimson summer floods, and then swept in the 250,000 takes. Hook-nosed chum came in the fall and dug their shallow reds as the coho drove on for the upper creeks. Then the winter steelhead flashed rainbow streaks. But the one they called the king would first appear in early spring, a fish of legendary size. Bred to power up through the gorge, 100 pounds and often more, they were the Elwha's famous prize. The people of the Elwha prospered many times, a nation making sacred what the river did provide. And every spring a joyful ceremony they would stage when the first of the giant fish arrived. But then came the white man and the time of many tears. He was self-ordained master of the earth. He brought power saws and shovels and power engineers, and he dammed the Elwha straight across its girth. And he blocked the salmon from their place of birth.